Good morning. Have you any stamps?
First class or second class?
Second class. Yeah. Five, please. That's right.
5 seconds, my love.
That'll do.
Might be 90p, wouldn't it? 5 pence, 55 pence, 40, 90p. Good job I learnt my tables when I was.
Yeah. There's a lot they don't do it these days.
Oh, my son does. They're very hard hot in it. At school, we've always done them. It's very important.
It's ever so important.
But from an early age, because
that's
without
right.
tables, you can't do multiplication.
It takes so long to do everything,
you
see. That's right.
You know, and I mean, I know where he used to go to school. They didn't teach them until they were 10. What the hell are the use of that?
No good at all.
So, I mean, he is very, very good at these tables. And we bought one of those early learning tapes when he was quite young that he used
yeah.
to sing to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always learnt mime parrot fashion.
That's right.
And it sticks.
That's right.
And then we got a table tester to help them refresh their memories. It's like a disc, and then you've got the slots, and then it tells you your 8 times, and that's good as well. But, I mean, he's got them off by heart, which is brilliant.
It saves so much time as well, you see, because and you get on so much quicker with everything.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, fortunately, he is very good. He's nice, but he's quick at his sums and his things because he knows his tables.
That's right.
So much different.
Well, I've got a program on the computer for math. And it's a table program amongst other adding and subtraction and multiplication.
Yeah.
But you know they can pick it, and it just flashes up, and they have to put the right answer in. If they get the right answer, it goes on to the next one. If it get the wrong answer, then it says no, that's wrong. Sorry, whatever her name
so
is.
What age group is that for then?
Well, this is really for anybody learning the tables, but primarily it's you know top end of the primary school. But you could go on. I mean, if they don't know it, you can still use it when they get the secondary school.
What computer is that?
Oh, it's
BBC.
It's a Tandy, actually. It's one I had given me about 8 years ago. So it's an old one, actually, but I put my own program on it. So
that's a good
but
idea.
How old is your?
He's nearly 10. Yeah, he's nearly 10. But we've only got, my husband's had a computer at work. We've just got one of the Segas, the Master Systems, you know, that you've got the games that you put in those. But he wants to get another one next year. But that's a good idea, something like that. It should be very good for schools, I would think, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, the schools have got programs. I mean, you can, you know. Yeah. Tell me what.
Yeah. But I think that's a brilliant idea, actually. Because where he goes is a smaller school where they go. And I think something like that is nice for them to actually.
Where does he go?
He goes to a school in the Teen Valley. It's a teacher that he used to go to Exeter School, and the teacher's opened her own school. Only for a small time, and then she's opening up actually in Exeter, but this isn't in between, and she's a very good teacher.
That's great, you see.
And you see, she's bringing him on very well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only a few kids there, they're all good mates, and it's like private tuition.
That's right.
You mean you pay for it, of course you do, but then.
That's right.
I mean, we know we've paid for his education since he was 7 because he wasn't doing anything at primary school. I could see him from there, and nothing doing nothing.
It's a shame, really.
You know, and it would have been such a waste because he's bright. But he was always naughty. They said like that. They said he was always being sent out, and I said that's because he's bored. He couldn't be bothered, you see. And how many more children slip through the net that way?
That's right.
It's very true. And so we said right, that's it. We'll have to get him out and pay for it. And it's worked total dividends. I mean, he's very good at maths. They say maths and science are his strength subjects. Well, I'd never have known that if he was still over there. I was just told he was a fair average. You know.
And we have 16 other schools.
How many, darling?
16.
They're 2 each, you know that, do you?
Yeah,
they're 2 each, my love.
But then I'll have...
You can have 10, can't you? We've got 20.
Yeah, I have 10 of them.
Because you've got 20 for your crisps then, haven't you?
Yeah. And,
Right, yeah.
Going for 1 piece.
Yeah, they're all the same home, my love, the Wilkie.
Teddy bears.
These love?
Yeah, I'll have 12 bears.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, got there? We've got 32 and 20. We should have 52. And that's what you got, isn't it? 32, Chris. There you are, love. There's your two, Chris, on the front there. All right? 52. Thank you, love.
That's higher maths. Mm-hmm. That's higher maths. Mm-hmm. Now, I
Which prime, what, the primary school there?
Yeah, the Mary Jane.
I think I've got a number or something. I could always give it to Martha's teacher. She's ever interested in if you've got a tape or anything. I mean, if you do sort of...
Yeah. I mean, this is only a program I built myself, but I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, it's some...
Effie, I've just, you know, dropped her in because it's always handy to give to her because she's looking for, you know, I mean, sort of, you know, different
one
things at the time.
And
she's got various teachers that come and help. And,
no, you know,
and
one of those,
they've got one of the teachers from the old school who's very good at maths and geography and games. And she's very good. She's a good all rounder and she's good. But I mean, I'm so pleased with it. And
yeah,
you know,
it's great, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, we live so near that place to go.
Fruit
and pastels. Yes, the first was something, my love.
But you want fruit and
that's 24. I have to take that one separately, though, because it's out there.
And these are to take to Grandad this afternoon. You're not eating them today.
Oh, yeah.
Mummy, it's green daddy, look. Mm.
What did you buy, change?
That green, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you very much. Hello there. What have we got today? We've got a day today. Need a bit of help with his. I think a lot of them did probably, didn't they? From that sort of. I just found a lot of it was so behind and so.
I'm terribly sad that it happens, but it shouldn't happen.
And
you
the
see.
The thing is, I found also it was.
Look, surface, dear lady.
What if I've done today, tomorrow will do. It's wrong. You see, it makes there's no discipline. It's self-discipline in your work then.
That's 61, isn't it?
Yes, my dear.
Oh,
yes,
that's
better. Oh, she's all right.
Today,
I'll have
her on the playground.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes, you're all
right.
Oh,
right.
Because it's usually Friday. They do mess me about.
It's not right, is it? We'll have to complain to the management.
This is it. This is what.
Thank you, dear.
Well, it's nearly payday, you see, isn't it?
Yeah. Somebody didn't even know how many months were in the year, you know, and days in the year is a closed book.
I used to help over there, everybody teaches, and I used to help with sticking the money onto the, well, this used to take about, you know, an hour. All these kids didn't know what 2 pence was, didn't know what 20 pence was, and 10 pence and 50 pence, and then they were in about groups of 7, and we'd get all this done, then it would be assembly. And it would be games, and then that would be it the whole morning.
Yeah.
And I'd say, what have they learned?
Nothing.
What have they done? And then she would listen to them read. Well, this is what really finished me. They'd have a book, and they'd take it up, and she'd listen to one line. How can you tell how affluent a child is with their reading and their word knowledge by one line on a book? There is no way. And then it was just read for me, so the children would go and pick what books they wanted to.
If they wanted to. Yeah, that's right.
I used to buy a lot of the Megan Moggs because I found that they sort of helped him. I mean, I was brought up on Janet and John, you know.
Well, great.
But it was a number. You wrote number one.
That's it. And it's progression.
By your word knowledge.
That's right.
And
what happened was we had Martin assessed by an independent tutor, a guy that teaches at Nose Hill, and he gave him some tutoring of maths, like you probably... And he said, he's very bright. He said, but unfortunately, because he's boisterous, which he is, and because it's easier for them, with their numbers, to let him just get away with it, or say, oh, Martin, go outside, we can't, you know, then he wasn't learning to his full capacity. So where he is now, they really stretch them, but they unwind them in the afternoons by games and drama. And as it should be done. And he's getting on very well, because he went to Little Abbotsbury Prep School, and at the age of four, I mean, he could read quite well, actually, and write very well, actually, and do lots of things that I knew he was capable of doing. And then I learned from various teachers that when they go to these primary schools, and they've been to the middle schools, they hold them back. Because they don't like
somebody, that's right. It upsets the system.
They like their kids to come in to be all the same. And that really upset me, and I thought, my God, you know, we've got him really on this far.
That's right, and then it gets held back.
He was playing in the afternoons, and I, you know, at six, and I said, my God, he did that at Abbotsbury when he was four.
That's right.
And so, I mean, it was a total waste of time over there,
yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I live so near that damn school, it really is.
It's a shame, because years ago, when Miss Swat was in, and they had a lovely violin group there, and
I mean,
and you know, and it was tremendous. Going very well.
And it's all the free expression.
Yeah.
We mustn't tell you off, you see. Thank you, love. 49, and is that 15 still? Oh no, 17, oh they've gone up. And the 25. 91, my love, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Do you want that in the bag, my love? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Thanks very much indeed.
But it's a shame, because you see it's really down to a lot of the advisory staff and your teacher training colleges, because there was a period when I was always very formal. I mean I you know,
I think it's right,
you've got to work and
yeah,
we had exams and
that's,
you know,
right.
It was,
and the three R's, which are so important.
Of course they are, vitally important. But towards the end, before I retired, a lot of the staff didn't like what I was doing, because I was still, you know, and the advisor would come in and say, you know, you should do it, you know, it's too strict.
That was like that chap that was sacked up the country, wasn't he?
That's right, same sort of thing, you see.
But
things are beginning to go back, you see.
But you see, it won't help my lad.
No, that's right, that's right.
It may, I mean, in the next decade, it may help those, but you see, that's why we had to get him out, because it wasn't going to help
that's
him.
It.
And this new curriculum at 7 was going to do nothing for him.
My son, one of my sons, sort of, you know, want a bit of help,
you
know.
We want Martin to, we would like him to pass in a letter, if he could. She says he's very capable, but you don't know, and I would never pressure him. It would be nice if he passes 11th class and got through to the grammar.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, fine. You know, thank you, my love, 30 pence. But if he does, it'd be nice for him to be able to have a crack at it, you know. Because it's a good system, isn't it, the grammar system. Do you agree with it?
Well, yes. On the other hand, there are some very good comprehensive schools.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can't... There are some very bad grammar schools.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, again, as you said earlier on, it all comes down to the end, doesn't it?
You see, we've had some very good reports about Nose Hill now. I mean, that went through a very bad patch, but they've got this new Dr. Colin Brook, who's meant to be pretty switched on.
Mm.
And they say, you know, it's turning into a very good school. So that's one possibility to look at. But, I mean, a grammar school doesn't suit every child, does it? Some kids...
No, it doesn't, you see. I mean, I would always say, you know, if a child was borderline, if there was a doubt, then he would be better not going to grammar school, because he would be at the top end of the other school,
and then success breeds success. That's right.
Whereas if the same child goes to the grammar school, he's in the C stream, he's at the bottom of the end, and they perhaps don't bother quite so much, and he drops back, he gets further and further and further behind.
Yeah. Now, I found that, you see, because I passed my 11th class, and I lived in Hampshire, and the grammar school was Havre Grammar School for Girls, which was quite a long way away from where I lived. And it would have entailed a bus and a train, and there was only me that passed, and I didn't want to do it. So So I went to a very good secondary school, but I was in the A1 stream right the way through, and I was always within that top three of the A1 stream, and it gave me confidence, and I really got on, and I never regretted not going.
No, that's right.
You know, a lot of people said to me, oh, I'm stupid, to my mum, you know, she's passed, you're daft, but there would have been so much hassle for me to get there.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel confident, and I wasn't happy within myself, and my mum said, if you're not, then
you're
not going to go.
That's right, that's right.
And that's how I felt about it. I didn't, and I felt I'd have no friends around where I lived, and you know, I'd always be alienated, I'd always be home later. And I said to Mum, I don't think I can cope with it. So she said, right, then you don't go. And I didn't. And I never regretted it, I'll be quite honest with you. And I think lots of children probably feel that way.
Yeah, right.
You know. But it's nice talking to them about education, because I talk to some people and they think I'm crackers because I took my kid out of the state school. You know.
No, I'm only sorry that you felt you had to. And I'm sorry that you had to. But, you know, I think that's an indictment of it, you see.
Yeah,
because
I'm
sure.
What makes me so cross is I walk past that Lincoln school every day and think my kid should be over there.
That's right.
That's the way I
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
Me?
Yeah, I do. I do know what you mean. I think it's a shame. It's awful, really. That's right.
You
can't.
And there lots of people, and lots of them actually that came from Abbey School, that all felt the same, that all their kids were doing so well, and then this period of a year of nothing. No progress, no anything.
I know. Well, see you again.
Bye
bye. I didn't. Been having a long conversation with the lady in the post office.
Mm-hmm.
You know that new one that's in there? She's ever so nice. But I don't know how we got onto it. I think she said something about, oh, she knew her tables.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'd come from Hampshire, apparently. And, yeah, you know, we got talking about Matt, and she's taking her child away from the local school, and then is now going to a little private school up the Tin Valley near Tin Grace, apparently. A friend of theirs who's running the school, she's a smashing teacher, and you know, he's getting on so well. Apparently he was at Abbotsbury School before, and when he went here he was really, he didn't do anything for 2 years, and they held him back really rather than let him, you know, get on. And so we were talking education really. And she said, oh, she said, it's nice to talk to somebody who understands. She said, I talk a lot. She said, people think I'm stupid. I said, no, I said, it's some, I, you know, I just find it very sad that, you know, you have to feel that you've got to take your child from a state school and put it into private school. I said, I understand why, but I said, I think it's a shame. I said, hopefully things will improve as people get more back to the old methods. But, yeah, so that was quite interesting, really.
Pat was on the phone. I just got back from the bathroom, just, you know, beginning to get dressed, you know, collecting the folks together and whatnot. Just had I been in that shop, sort of, where you buy things out of the bins.
No.
Had I ever bought anything there? Did I know, you know, anything about it? No, I've never actually bought anything there, which of course I haven't.
No. Incidentally, talking about food, I don't know whether you heard it on the news, it was on the radio, but Cranks.
Over at Darton?
Well, Cranks, it must be a national firm.
Oh, it is?
They've gone bankrupt.
Hey. Oh, yes, they had, it was all the in thing in London. Very smart. Go to Cranks.
So I don't know whether that'll affect.
I don't know how they've gone.
How that'll affect Dartington?
Oh, well, that's Dartington would be one of their offices. I mean, Dartington, just a allow them to sort of, because it was a company.
Yeah, but I mean, it is cranks there, isn't it?
Yeah,
now,
I mean, don't think it belongs to Dartington, if you know what I mean. I think it belongs to...
Yeah, but presumably that restaurant will...
Well, I mean, if they pack that in, well, somebody
else... Someone
else
to take it over.
Oh, no, you know, at that time, about the 60s, I had said it.
You have said it, lovely, yeah. Thanks.
About the 60s. Yes, it was waiting for you to come back, actually.
Yeah, great, yeah.
You know, when there was this great revolution.
Yes, into the...
Into the whole food thing.
Yeah.
Well, Dartington being that way.
Yeah, that's right. Jumped on the bandwagon. As I say, I think anybody goes there's cranky themselves, the price we had to pay for it when we went. But at least it was edible, which is rather more than you can say for that soup that we had.
Well, that was about 70, was it? No,
it was a lot more than that.
We had to buy the roll as well.
We had, yeah. Something like 150, wasn't it? Plus the 40 pence for the roll or something stupid.
Oh, something. She was saying that what's the headmaster of Paul Wilmot, Wilmot?
Yeah.
Well, Sally apparently is preparing 36 children.
Sally?
His wife.
Oh, yes.
She's not a teacher, a ped teacher, whether she sort of, you know, was a teacher, not,
yeah.
I don't know. But she sort of is preparing 36 children for their first communion.
Oh, is she?
All over the place.
Yeah.
You know, even
yeah.
Had five stories, she does.
Gosh.
Anyway, they're ever such good Catholics, and he goes every year to help at Lourdes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, on Saturday, because I said we'd gone to Dartington yesterday, and she said last Saturday, Sally rang and said that they were going to breakfast. One of the nuns had given them a nice little book that they thought would be, she thought that she might like to buy for these 36 communicants herself. She got no funds, of course. So they went over to breakfast. She said, Pat, do you know they were a pound a piece, these little books?
Yeah.
She said, there's no way she could afford to pay out £36 like that.
I'll leave that out because we should need some more sugar in there.
I was noticing yesterday, actually, you know, that there was a great big Cranks lorry at the side of there.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently this snooker player knew his father had been shot. Yep. He knew he'd been shot and he was in intensive care, but he thought, you know, he didn't know he was dead until after them, and they withheld the information until he finished the match, which was right, I think so. No. And they said that his father was so keen on wanting his son to succeed . You want me to take it?
Good morning. Yes.
It's Monsignor. That's right. Recognize your voice. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Right. Would you hold on a moment? I'll just get Margaret to the phone because she really deals with the bookings. Hold on a second. Monsignor, he wants the hall for March the 26th, I think. He's got to organise meetings for priests to deal with the new accounting system.
I used to say when I was there.
Oh? Gracious.
No. 6:15. Monsignor. It's a meeting of parish priests. And treasurers. And he wanted to open a little bit earlier because, you know, in case anybody comes.
Well, there's the Botham opening bid trumps
Hicks hopes.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, it means that if Botham does open, then the only place for Hicks is in the middle, taking Lamb's place. So when Lamb comes back, he might not have a place. Gosh, there's an article in here about checking your bills, which you know I usually do. But there's one here about British Gas. Complaints about British Gas rose 134% last year, according to the recent Ofgas report. In one case, a Leeds man received a quarterly bill for more than £3,000 after British Gas engineers fitted his new meter back to front. Good gracious. Times may be tough, but it seems we're taking less care of our money than ever before. According to the Royal Mint, around £23,000 of coins a day disappear. Some is taken home by tourists and some is lost in the street and down the backs of sofas. But amazingly, we are just as careless when it comes to banknotes. Last November, the old-style fiver with the Duke of Wellington on it was withdrawn, yet there are still 60 million missing. $60 million's a lot, isn't it? That's quite interesting, that. There's a mutilated notes department as well that you can send really chewed up notes to. Yeah. That's right. Well, they detail here exactly what you need to have. Well, I think just if you've got the number, you can take it into an ordinary bank. Amazing. Yeah. I don't know how we got talking to this girl in the post office, because I asked her for some stamps as well. You see, I want to because I'll be sending stuff off for Jeremy tomorrow, and I haven't got any second class stamps, so I thought, well, I'll get five. And it was, you know, dealing with that that it cropped up. She was really upset about it.
I was, yeah.
I when I heard you saying you recognized his voice, I thought myself a little catchy, sort of inviting you to whatever.
Oh, I
think.
Yeah, and then thought of that. No, it was just that, you know, I recognised the voice really as soon as he spoke. He's got a very, very distinctive voice, hasn't he? It's still only 9:30, so that's not bad.
What?
I said it's still only 9:30, so that's not bad.
We've got to get the milk. Morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this French. This was a little French thing that somehow we brought back.
No, you have to charge them francs for it.
Franks, didn't
it? Yeah. If you say, those birds don't half have a go at those nuts, don't they? They're so busy around here. I mean, in the trees as well, aren't they? They're always...
Yeah. Because it is because we've got all these trees. I mean,
yep.
Richard was saying when she lived out at Foxhole, because there were no trees about there, were there?
That's right.
So the nuts didn't come to her house.
Where's what come from?
All right. Well, I knew I had caps on all the others.
Yeah.
But I had one over, as it were.
Yes, I mustn't forget I'm reading this morning. Let's have a look at that. Well, you were talking about going to the beef eater. Really, I suppose it might be better to go today than tomorrow. Because today... Lucy will be here, but tomorrow might be more difficult.
Wow.
Because I wouldn't be sort of finished till 7:15 on Thursday. Well, yeah.
Plain stupid.
Well, no, it doesn't. I mean, it can save you cooking a meal. Well, this rain will have saved me having to put on a hose on the lawn, won't it?
It'll just be enough.
I think it will be enough, yes.